Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the second half of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter at Joy Keys. Check me out on Facebook, Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys, and on Instagram, Saturdays with Joy Keys. You can also email me, SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. Check us out on Stitcher, on Spotify, on iTunes, on iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Google, as well as here at Blog Talk Radio. All the past episodes are there. You can share them with friends and family. If you missed something or you came in the middle, all the things are archived. Never fear. They will be there. So this morning, iconic. Wow. I mean, they're talking about background singer. I mean, she's a singer. She's a songwriter. She's an arranger. She's a pianist. I mean, she's not just this background singer. She's worked with Elton John and Spike Lee, Prince, and Michael Jackson. This is her third album, Baby, I'm Hollywood. And that's what you just heard on the playing was Baby, I'm Hollywood. And I think she's on the line now. This is singer Judith Hill.
Hello.
Judith, can you hear me?
I can't. Can you hear me?
Yes, just a little low. Let me see here. I'm going to turn my volume up a little bit. Okay. Thank you so much for calling in. Are you in the West Coast or East Coast now?
I'm in the West Coast in L.A.
Well, thank you extra for waking up early to do the interview. I really appreciate it. So,
absolutely.
So this is your third album. And why was the time now for this album to come out? I guess it came out last year, but what was your thought? Because it's like 3 years between each, I guess. Is that what your cycle has been?
Yeah, something like that. It's it was a really exciting experience making that record. I was on tour at the time, and just really being on stages and really having an itch to write new music and share my story on a deeper level. And so that album, I had a chance to really dig in.
Now, you know, as a singer, I've heard this thing about preparation before you go on. Do you not speak? Are you one of those people that they don't speak for like the time before they have to go on to protect their voice? What do you do to protect your voice since you're working so much?
Well, a lot of times I'll go on like a vocal rest, but I don't mind speaking before show, but I make sure I do a lot of like vocal exercises and things like that just to keep my voice, strong. And a lot of times on tour, your voice is like a muscle until you feel like an athlete, a gymnast. And actually the more shows, the stronger endurance. And so, it's kind of like a balancing act of vocal rest, and also just really good vocal training to help your voice stay strong.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what about your instruments? So you play several instruments. What are all the instruments you play?
I mainly play like the guitars and keyboards.
She says, "Oh, I just play the guitar and keyboard." like everybody can't do that, Judith. and do it let's put it that way.
I love it because they're just like two different sides of me. I feel like the guitar allows me to just be expressive and soulful in a very different way, that piano is very fluid. So I love the contrast of the two.
And do you have a favorite guitar that you play, a favorite brand that works well for you?
Well, right now I'm playing a lot of, like, SG Gibson, and so that's been really fun. But I also love a Strat, Fender Strat.
And what's the difference for us lay people? What makes them different?
Well, the SG is like, it has like this really nice warm tone that feels smooth and full of like just really good like blues and just like a warmth to it and a fatness to it that I love. And it has like this little bit of a sizzle to it. Whereas the Fender Strat is really like jangly and really good for funk, and like also it has like this bite to it where you just feel like it has like an edge to it, and I love that as well, because it feels very visceral and it feels very just kind of like wild, you know. So I love the two different contrasts, but lately these days I've been playing the SG more.
Now, your parents are musical people. Did they introduce you? Did they say, we want you to be a musician, or kind of corral you in, or was it something that you felt you were drawn to?
I was definitely drawn to it over time. My mom, she used to be a piano teacher, and so she taught me and a bunch of other kids growing up. But it wasn't until, like, later in my life where I was able to really understand how important music is to me personally, regardless of my parents, but they certainly played a huge role in helping me early on to get started.
Mm-hmm. Have you thought about being a teacher yourself and teaching other people and teaching like in a college or school?
Sometimes I teach, like just do like, you know, little workshops and things like that, but not really like anything. I do like to do workshops here and there, like, and connect, and I think that's always very fun and rewarding and powerful to do.
Well, let's play some more from your album. This is actually the first song on the album, When My World Is Blue.
Please open your eyes, look into my heart and see the trouble. Well, is it way too high? Maybe you are too afraid to see me without the shiny light. Will you still be kind? Will you still be true? Will you still be loving me when my world is blue?
Wow, that's so, so beautiful, Judith. Really beautiful.
Thank you.
But it speaks to your sensitivity. I mean, you're a very sensitive person from different posts I've seen on social media and things of that nature. How do you handle your relationships with people who are like, you know, they're fake? How do you discern who's true? How do you know who's going to be by your side?
It's a really good question. I feel like one big thing about it is just whenever you feel somebody that understands empathy, and, you know, like, well, none of us are perfect, but when other people, you can connect to someone on a level of just true honesty and you feel their spirit, I always love that moment. I always feel like it's such a beautiful moment in relationships that is such a key to the longevity of a relationship, is someone that's able to bear their true self and have openness for other people's authentic self. And when we can be honest with each other, that really goes a long way.
You know, we've had this COVID going on, and I think it's made a lot of people look inward or be introspective. Well, at least some people. Other people decide to go have wars and try to take over places. But for the rest of us, we're trying to be introspective. What things have you gone through, you know, during the pandemic, or what have you learned about yourself during this time?
Yeah, I think that, well, I think it's a lot of, yeah, definitely a lot of self-reflection. And I think one of the things that I have learned is just learning to be okay with myself and not needing other people's approval or someone else's, presence to make me happy. And I think in an isolation, when you are away from people, you have to really, you're with yourself, you know, and you have to figure out if you are good company to yourself. And I realized a lot of time I wasn't good company to myself because I had so much inner turmoil and was very hard on myself. And so that's something I've been working on, of just really truly being at peace with myself and not needing someone on the outside to make my world more peaceful, but be able to find it within.
That's a serious thing that I think you're going to keep going for the rest of your life. I don't think it's something we learn and then it's like, boom, we just got it.
Yeah, right.
I think it's a balancing. Yeah, it's just like an ongoing thing of like constantly trying to get back on track. You know, sometimes you fall off the track. You're not as centered, you know, today. And then tomorrow you're like, okay, I'm cool. I'm at peace right now. I can deal with this. And then the next day you're like, all right, I'm going to like go postal if you don't get out of my way, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just a constant battle, I think, as humans that we are trying to get that center. But the fact that you're even thinking about it and trying to work on it, I think is what's important. And I think that's the key. Some people are not even aware they're off track. You know, I mean, they're not even aware they're off track. So they got a long way to go. But now, do you write all your songs? And if so, where do you write them? What's your process in writing?
Yeah, so the songwriting process is just like this cool, like, thing that happens in many different ways. Like, a lot of times it'll be a lyric concept. Or it might be, like, I'll start with one of the instruments or just hear it in my head. But it always starts from somewhere, and it's not always the same place. So it's, like, once you find that initial inspiration, then you just take it all away, and when you kind of find this path.
Yeah. Let me play some more of your music. This is Miss Celia Jones. If you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with singer Judith Hill, and we're talking about her album, Baby, I'm Hollywood.
Private place in a closet full of all the new designer things. But then she found out his secret, all the things she counts and fashion. He bought the rug quicker than the checks, and now the feds will own his tail.
Well, that was Miss Celia Jones from Judith Hill's album, Baby, I'm Hollywood. And the lady twists the tables on the guy. You know, women are making their own money now, Judith, and we're definitely coming into our own. I think around the globe, you know, that's a thing with, you know, women empowerment. Do you consider yourself a feminist?
Yes. Well, I'm definitely, I think that women are power, like, we are our own queens, you know what I mean? And so, yes, I believe I am. I mean, I think that just seeing the history of women and just how there's been so much come up against us, but we're such survivors. We are so strong and survivors and inspire each other.
As a woman in the business, have you faced battles? If so, what were some of them, and how did you overcome them?
Yeah, definitely. I think as a woman, there's just been so. There's like a sort of a stereotype around women and what they're capable of doing, and and what they're not, and sort of like people are surprised. They're like, oh, you do that too. It's like, well, yeah, I do, you know, do these things just like you do, you know. But I think that there's like sort of like this, there people are surprised when you tell them, oh, I do the producing or I do this music directing, whatever. Like, so that's slowly changing, and there's a lot of women that are just such amazing, incredible talents, and people are understanding that. But I think that just coming out of like just sort of that old school way of thinking, it's still, you know, still there in the world.
Who have been your mentors in terms of women? Are there like a couple women that you really supported you and guided you in your work?
Well, my first and number one ultimate inspiration and person that's been guided me is my mom. She's just this incredible force of nature, composer, musician, and just sort of like an all-around just talent. And so she really inspired me to be great, you know, and she's great. And I've also just been inspired by just incredible women in the business, like Samantha Vega. Rose Stone was such an inspiration of my life just growing up, and watching her. She used to be the choir director at my church, but, you know, she's just such a legend, and seeing her process of creativity was such, I was like a sponge growing up as a kid watching her, and I would go to her home every Monday as they worked on rehearsals and just kind of really learned a lot from her. But yeah, the list goes on and on of just incredible women in my life.
Now, what are we going to see from you in the future, you think? What type of album will you be collaborating more with other singers, or will it just be mainly you? Oh, wait, I think you fell out. Judith, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, it was just like a little scratch. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I am working on a new album right now, which is really exciting me. It's like I'm in the trenches of it, and I'm, you know, I'm still in the process. We're just doing a lot of touring as well, so balancing the two. But yeah, it's going to be, you know, just like the next step in my evolution, and can't wait to share it with the world.
So, if you had a superpower, what would it be?
If I had a superpower. If I had a superpower, I think it would be, I would want it to be the ability to connect to the invisible world and the world, like the spiritual world, and to be able to access it. And yeah, I've always been like someone that was just like, oh man, I wish that I could like, I've always been a very spiritual person, so.
And what do you have a particular religion that you practice, or what is? Can you tell us
a
little more about that? Okay.
Yeah, I am a Christian, and so yeah, I'm very much deeply about connecting to God and really being able to understand that He is here even though we can't see Him, and that's a big part of like my musical inspiration, because I feel like music is sort of that superpower that allows us to feel more than we're able to see. And
yeah.
I love that about music. It's just this spiritual experience that feels like it's just so transcendent. And so that's what it feels like every time when I'm on stage.
No, definitely. I mean, when I listen to different music, sometimes it makes me calm. Sometimes it gives me energy. Sometimes it, you know, you want to have sex with somebody. I mean, it definitely tunes you up and hits you in a place that maybe you couldn't get to without that sound, that vibration of the music. You know, I think the vibration, because even without words, you can have music that can affect you, that don't have any words at all,
totally.
But definitely take you, you know, someplace. If you had $100, what would you do with it?
$100? That is a good question. Wow. I think that, like, depending on where I am, like, I think that I would like to give it to somebody who needs it more. You know, because there's been so much, like, especially now, like, with homelessness in L.A., so I feel like that would be something that I'd want to do with it.
Yeah, definitely.
I have a guilty pleasure of Chinese foot massages. And so,
That's good.
Yeah, that's, like, one of my, like, my go-tos every week. I'm obsessed with them.
I'm with you on that. Let's play another song from your album, Baby, I'm Hollywood, Got the Right Thing.
You the king, know the able. You're making my soul hurt, shake. I'm looking for a cornerstone, baby. You might be the one. What planet are you from? Oh boy, you look as though that you own.
We're all looking for the real one. I mean, that's just one of the, how do you find the real one? You know, because the person will be like one way the first month or two, and then like month
right.
three, they like start breaking apart. You're like, what happened to, what in the world? You know, what's been your experience in love, Judith? You know, can you talk to us about like, what's your secret in finding love?
Again, I think it all comes back to, like, authenticity, because you're right. Like, somebody can be a certain way until they're not. And I think that sometimes it might take a minute to really get to someone's authentic self, but it really shouldn't have to take that long. I think that, like, being able to recognize when someone is being true, it's something I'm learning, you know. It's definitely a long journey, but I think that it's all about just how real someone is going to be, you know, and not put on a show or try to be someone that they think you're going to like, but just be themselves and really accept themselves first and then accept you for being yourself, you know.
Yeah. But it's hard as a, you're traveling as an artist, and you don't sit, you know, sometimes for the tour periods. I mean, that puts a strain, you know, somebody has to be secure with themselves knowing that if you're going around traveling and they're not with you, that,
right.
You know, you're not doing anything behind their back, so to speak. So I think it takes a special kind of person to deal with that. But they're out there. People find them and they survive, you know, marriages survive. Artists, they have this thing of like their marriages don't survive, you know, like that's just like, okay, it's normal. But should that be the normal, Judith? I mean, really?
No, it should not. I think that my parents are a great example. They're just like strong and they're both musicians and it's, you know, I think that definitely can survive. I think it's just up to, you know, we just get, it takes hard work, but I believe it's definitely, we're here to survive. We're here to make it, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you've been a lot of places. So if you could go anywhere, where would you go and who would you take with you?
I can go anywhere. I would really love to go to Egypt. I've always been fascinated with history and, yeah, I guess, I mean, I would take really, you know, some friends, or I might take my mom, but yeah, I'd love to go and see the pyramids and just do like the whole history walk.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, I was talking with my other guest about brunch. Now, are you a brunch person, a lunch person, or a dinner person? Like, what's your favorite meal?
I probably would say dinner is my favorite meal because I love to eat, so I love a good, like, I love the works, like all the food.
like what? What's your favorite dish? What's your favorite dish? What do you like to eat?
I want to say I love Korean barbecue. It's one of my favorite.
Okay.
Yeah, and let's see, what else? I mean, I love so much food. It's kind of crazy, but
Now, can you cook? Can you cook, or somebody else has to cook it? Can you cook, or somebody else
no,
has to cook?
No, I can cook. I have dishes I cook, but I definitely I'm not going to pass up the opportunities to go get the restaurant version because there's some good ones, you know. But yeah, I definitely cook at home. Yeah, it's getting better.
Now, where do you go out in L.A.? What's your favorite place out there?
Really, let's see. Well, for Korean barbecue, I love this place called House of Galbi. And my friend and I, we always kind of go in there, and it's like kind of our go-to. So there's that. And, yeah, just a lot of like fusion places where they kind of like mix up the meal or just kind of do like these cool
mm-hmm.
cuisines and things like that. So, yeah.
Are you like spicy or sweet? Like, are you the spicy or sweet person? Or both?
Probably like a little bit of both, like a good balance of sweet and spicy, but not too spicy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Not like was it what was the green paste, wasabi? Like, you know, that stuff you can only put like
wasabi?
Yeah, but you can only put a little bit, like horseradish.
Yeah,
I remember as a kid I used to put horseradish on those like circle salt, those little circle crackers. I don't know. I can't explain it, but I remember one time I must have put too much horseradish and it like went right through my nose and I was like, ah! Yeah. So you gotta be careful.
Yeah.
With the spices.
You gotta be careful. Yeah. Watch it. Yeah.
Gotta watch it. But Judith, thank you so much for coming on today. I think you have the right combination
Absolutely.
Of spice. And the salt, sweet, everything is there on this album, Baby, I'm Hollywood. And I definitely can't wait till the next album comes out. So work hard, work fast, okay? So we can hear the next album. Thank you so much. You can go back to sleep and then wake up and eat your Korean barbecue tonight, okay?
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
All right. Take it easy.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I just got off the phone with singer Judith Hill. We were talking about her album, Baby, I'm Hollywood. I'm going to be giving away some copies of the album, so you want to follow me at Joy Keys on Twitter. Check me out on Facebook, Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys, and on Instagram, Saturdays with Joy Keys. Also, you can check the shows out on Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Google, as well as here at Blog Talk Radio. I hope you guys have a great weekend. And again, follow so that you can win. The author that was on earlier, she's going to be giving away a tote bag. So, again, follow so that you can win. And when you see the giveaway, you can email me saturdayswithjoykeys@hotmail.com. This is Candle in the Dark from Baby, I'm Hollywood, Judith Hill's album.
You're something different than